I'm Nicole Schumann, the Community Food Systems Agent in Prince Edward County and the coordinator for the Heart of Virginia Buy Fresh, Buy Local chapter, which covers 11 counties, including Amelia, Appomattox, Buckingham, Brunswick, Charlotte, Cumberland, Halifax, Lunenburg, Mecklenburg, Nottoway, and Prince Edward. And with me today is Amy from Francesca's Dawn Farm in Halifax. Hey.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing well. Could you start out by just telling us a little bit about the history of your farm? How long you've been here, that kind of thing?
Well, we've been here for since 2014, March 2014. We spent 10 years overseas before that, living in third world countries in Central and South America. Mm-hmm. We got started doing this because we noticed a huge difference in the way Americans eat and the foods that are available to Americans and the food choices that Americans make versus foods available in third world countries. We found that everything was fresh. There was very little frozen food available, mm-hmm. very little canned food available. Everything that was consumed was fresh. Mm-hmm. Even the milk in the grocery store when we got to Peru was raw.
Wow.
And so I was also a vegetarian at the time. And mm-hmm. just was very aware of the differences in health that we saw between Americans and the people overseas.
Mm-hmm.
And we contributed this to the way that people ate overseas versus the processed food that Americans mm-hmm. consume on a daily basis.
Yeah. So you came back to the States and started Francesca's Dawn Farm. How did it get the name Francesca's Dawn?
Francesca is our daughter's middle name and Dawn is my middle name. And my husband, Kevin, put the two together and came up with a farm name.
Well, it's a very pretty name for a farm. And so you went from being a vegetarian and observing how people ate overseas to coming back here and raising meat and animal products.
Right. Well, when I was a vegetarian, I had a lot of digestive issues, and I came to realize I had some severe food sensitivities, including pretty much all grains, wheat in particular, also beans. Big part of a vegetarian diet, beans really had begun to bother me, and so I had stopped eating beans, and I really was lacking in a lot of nutrition I needed. I had a lot of bruises, and fingernails were falling apart, my hair was falling apart, so I
stopped
eating meat.
Oh my god,
And I actually had a diagnosis of, I have about 30 different food sensitivities, and
mm-hmm.
so yeah, it's made a big difference. Eating cleaner and
mm-hmm.
eating better, being more aware of what I'm putting in my body.
Yeah. What animals do you raise on the farm?
We have Devon cattle, Gloucestershire spots pigs, sheep, goats, and we've got chickens and ducks, some mm-hmm. couple of geese.
Mm-hmm. Cool. And how do you raise these animals?
The cows are rotationally grazed, so they move every few days
mm-hmm.
To new pasture. The pigs, I run them through the clear cut. And so they helped me to get rid of the blackberries, which are terrible. You know, walking blackberries.
Yes.
So the pigs clean that out. And they get moved every week or two, depending on how quickly they clean the area up. I follow with goats. So mm-hmm. after the brown goats come back after the pigs have been there, I run goats through it, and the goats clean out the rest of it. So the goats move right now every 2 or 3 days. And the sheep are also rotating.
Mm-hmm.
Separately. Unfortunately, I have all the animals separate and not together. It would be nice if I had them all running in one herd, but they all move separately.
Awesome. And so I know that meat isn't the only thing that you offer, that you've also got a number of products from other local artisans and businesses.
Right. We've got some pottery. Everything mm-hmm. everything comes from Virginia. A couple things from North Carolina. Got wreaths. Candles, soaps, various body care products, some crocheted goods, knit
mm-hmm.
goods. Sometimes we have some hand-spun yarns
mm-hmm.
from another farm in Bassett, Virginia. What else do we have? There are some handmade lamps made from found and recycled items and some sculptures made of wood.
Very cool.
Lots of good stuff.
Yeah, kind of a neat sampling of different things. So if people wanted to get in touch with you to check out the little farm store you have or buy some meat, how could they do that?
Several ways. Probably the easiest way is my phone number, 703-424-6497. You can text me or call me there. Website is francescasdawnfarm.com. Francesca spelled with C-H though, so I'll spell it out. It is FRANCHESCASDAWNFARM.com. My email is the same. It's amy@francescasdawnfarm.com. Only Amy is spelled A-M-I-E.
Mm-hmm.
Everything has to be difficult with spelling.
Yeah, a lot of little letters to remember there. Awesome. Well, thanks so much for taking the time to speak with me today. And I want to thank our Buy Fresh, Buy Local sponsors as well. Farm Credit, Benchmark Community Bank, Prince Edward County's Farm Bureau, the Bank of Charlotte County, and of course WFLO for providing us with the radio time. If you are interested in becoming a Heart of Virginia Buy Fresh, Buy Local member or a sponsor, you can contact me at 434-392-4246 or nks49@vt.edu.